Beast Game Podcast. This is going to be a review for a Netflix movie called Mute. It's directed by Duncan Jones. It's written by Michael Robinson Johnson and Duncan Jones. It stars Alexander Skarsgård, who was going to be Thor at some point, Paul Rudd, and Justin Theroux. And the synopsis is, a mute bartender goes up against his city's gangsters in an effort to find out what happened to his missing partner. And Keith, what did you think of the movie called Mute?
Oh, Duncan Jones, what in the fuck were you doing?
He's gone downhill.
I like Warcraft, so before that even comes out, I really like this movie, Moon.
Yeah, Moon was great.
Moon was an amazing movie. I never saw Source Code.
Source Code is great.
Yeah, so I'll take your word for that, Barry. I'll probably check it up at some point. What in the fuck? Here's the interesting thing. I like the acting. Thought Alexander Skarsgård did a great job playing a mute character, trying to find his girlfriend, like what he was going through. And I like Paul Rudd, his character. He and Justin Theroux,
Every time I saw Paul Rudd, I kept thinking about Chris O'Dowd. Chris O'Dowd would probably been better in this role. But go ahead.
Justin Theroux, he's a good actor. Kind of weird why he hasn't blown up. A different person every single role he plays. You wouldn't know half the time that's him playing the part. But he's a great actor. And they did good jobs. But this story was jacked. I mean, it didn't make any fucking sense. It was trying to be this gumshoe whodunit where guys kind of stumbles and bulls his way to the truth without being able to utter a word. And he does that well. But this movie was all over the fuck. I mean, it didn't make any damn sense. I mean, you had three different storylines going. And all three of those, by the time they come together, you get this blasé climax, pseudo-climax, and it was just like, what the heck in hell? And Paul Rudd, I liked his character. I liked it because this was a departure from his normal characters. Like, even though he plays this kind of same quirky part, I kind of like him as a tough guy.
Uh-huh.
Definitely should think about doing more roles where he's not the affable, nice guy. Him being this out-and-out sociopath was actually worked out. And Justin Theroux, the two of them were just, they were pure evil. They were pure fucking evil. One was a pedophile. The other's a daggone straight up sociopath.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't root for them, but at the same time, they were so damn charming. And when they were on the screen, it was good to watch them on the screen. But you had to realize he wants to have sex with little girls. And this other guy is a fucking asshole slash sociopath. But
Keith. So this premise has been done before. The simple premise of this is that Alexander Skarsgård is a character that had a childhood injury that slashed his vocal cord. He can't speak. He grows up. He's a mute bartender. And he likes a certain character. She works at the bar.
It's a girlfriend.
Yeah. She disappears one day. He wants to go find her. Simple premise. Like you said, there's way too many storylines in this. So you have Paul Rudd's storyline. You have Alexander Skarsgård's storyline. And then storyline where this little girl comes into play. Yeah, the Russian storyline, and all this stuff converges in the silliest way possible. Normally what this should be is a straightforward action movie. Mute bartender goes to find his girlfriend. This should be the equalizer.
Thought it was going to be some straight up ass kicking. He was going to fuck people up.
Yeah.
You know, he's got this quiet, hidden strength. He just like beats the shit out of people. I'm the equalizer. I thought he was going to do some straight up you know, the old boy style stuff. I'm like, I'm down with this. And the added bonus, it takes place in the same world as the Moon. It's basically a pseudo sequel to the Moon.
And on top of that, it seemed like he just might have reused some of the Altered Carbon set or something. I know this probably wasn't.
What the? Well, I know what happened. They were shopping around to release this thing, and they didn't have the money for post effects. The sets and stuff got left without the post production effects and stuff.
Yeah, because it's kind of weird that at certain points, it's this very grimy science fiction world, and then it's super clean, and then it's normal city, but you have sex robots.
He should have followed the same track he did with Moon, and that is you have a very confined setting, him going from point A to point B, not any transitions, nothing like that, him traveling or driving any places. They should have kept it very confined. But to pull this type of movie off, you'd have to pull off Children of Men. He should have pulled something off like that, where it was either A, make the technology seem seamless, like it's not the showcase, because like in Children of Men, there was all kinds of future tech going on in there, and you took it as being part of the world.
Yeah.
And this, it just kind of stood out. You got this glaring neon thing floating around like Blade Runner, and you're like, okay, you can't help but notice this stuff.
You got like flying taxis, but then Alexander Skarsgård is riding in the Mercedes-Benz.
Exactly. And then like little stuff like that where he was a technophobe and he didn't understand how the technology worked. And then you had this janky ass old school phone. I'm like, that shit don't look like it's from the damn future. And doing weird stuff like projecting. I'm like, they blew their money on dumb stuff. And at the same time, they could have scaled this back way back.
If it
still kept it in the same future
setting. If it cut 30 minutes out of it, and that's some of the Paul Rudd stuff, and also some of the Alexander Skarsgård just walking around not saying anything. Because if you take a look at this movie and then take a look at a better movie that features two characters that don't speak, The Shape of Water.
Oh, definitely. You know what? I think that's exactly why I didn't like this. Well, at the same time, you still got to give props to Alexander Skarsgård. You knew what he was thinking, even though he didn't say a single word, you knew exactly what he was.
Well, he does spend part of the movie either drawing out his thoughts or writing it down in a notepad and handing it to people. There's some attention to detail with his performance of not speaking and emoting, but he is writing to people.
It didn't work, and I don't know what he's thinking or what he's going to do with Duncan Jones is playing at. But
Duncan Jones is a talented director. Why he is directing this movie, I'm not sure. I'm completely baffled, dumbfounded why he would have directed this. Even when he directed Warcraft, he had a passion for that movie. He appreciated Warcraft. And was like, hey, I can do it. I can pull it off. This movie, there's just so much going on the writing side, on the storyline side, that doesn't make sense. Technically, it looks good, but the world is just a mishmash of stuff. Again, if you take a look at Altered Carbon and his world is very fleshed out. It's very straightforward. This one, again, you have like all these different settings, these different scenes, and then again with the sex robots. Like you got a strip club where a robot is twerking.
No.
So Keith, what score would you give Mute?
I will not be watching it again, so that's immediately below a 6. I like the performance of Paul Rudd, Justin Theroux, and Alexander Skarsgård, and that ups it up. But other than that, I wouldn't recommend this movie at all. I'd give this thing like a 3.5.
Yeah. So this premise has been done before in other movies. Taken, same thing. Should just be, here's about 15 minutes of development of the relationship. His girlfriend gets mixed up with the wrong people, and he goes to find out what happens. The Equalizer is that movie, because this one is more of a drama than it is an action movie.
Yeah, should have gone total action with that.
And then the payoff is, I'll just ruin it, Paul Rudd's character had a child together, and he kills her. So I sat through all that just to watch this, with this different characters, side characters, and other stuff, and it just didn't make sense. So I'm going to give it a 2.5 because this movie just missed the mark. It's too long about a story that could be told better, could be directed better, and could be written better. So another Netflix movie that is also set in the future that also involves mystery, which is What Happened to Monday. Much better. Even though it's flawed, much better movie. Netflix needs to figure out what they want to do with their movie side of things.
They're kind of coming in after the fact that after it's been shopped around. Because these are clearly, like, I don't say independent projects, but these are projects that are like trying to get off the ground. Netflix comes along and says, okay, let's do it. And they roll with it.
Yeah, I'll dump $10 million into this.
Yeah, and then they'll release on Netflix. And then if it's good enough, they'll release on there. So like Bright's a good example. That was clearly going to be a theatrical release and probably a new series for Will Smith. Well, technically it is. It actually is. It's going to be done again. They're going to do a sequel, but it's like they're coming in at that tail end of it. So they're not involved in all of the
production side of everything.
So
they're just more in the promotional aspects. They started out doing some decent movies. So something like Beast of No Nation is a movie that got Netflix a lot of attention. It's like, hey, well, they can put out quality movies, but then stuff like this and the Cloverfield Paradox.
I was hoping we were going to talk about that.
Netflix is the place to go for science fiction movies.
I'm fine with that because honestly, you know, the Sci-Fi Channel was supposed to be that.
Yeah.
It didn't.
That's the Beast Game Podcast. All right.
It is.